I keep having this dream. I'm standing on the edge of a building. I'm not wearing any shoes, and my arms are outstretched like wings, and all I can hear is...
I suppose it's the flip side of being real. It's about flying in the face of reality and saying, ha! See what I can do? See what we can do? See what can be done?
And I jump, and I'm soaring up into the sky, flying, actually flying.
Not just physically here, but as metaphor, as life statement, as joy de vivre, you know, as life.
And I can feel that. Suddenly I'm completely weightless. My head is totally clear.
I am the alpha, excited, confident, godlike version of me. I am me in that shining superhero mode, if you like. That's the me that I am when I'm flying.
But at the moment I realise what I'm doing and how I'm feeling, I'm suddenly out of control, plummeting towards the ground at speed.
At one moment, where blatantly you are out of control. I'm not holding on to anything. I'm floating in the air. So by, you know, definition, I am not in control.
And just at the moment where it's all about to go terribly wrong, at the moment where I'm about to hit the ground, I wake up.
I've been in a state. I've been in a strange state there. I'd like to go back into that dream. I was having a great dream. Not necessarily an enjoyable dream, but a vivid dream. I want to go back into that world and live there for a bit more. And I think that that very much parallels the desire to go back and have another go on the trapeze. You know, I want to go back into that vivid world.
This is chrysanthemum tea. They have this really special quality. They calm you down. Instantly just bring the mind to a rest.
And if you most often people wake up when, you know, you just hit the limitation of what you can hold. You panic and you get up.
What would happen? So this is actually for you. What would happen? You're getting close to the ground and you're not waking up. What would happen? How the story would go from there? No.
I have no idea.
Well, but use your imagination. What do you imagine would happen?
So, you know, create a story.
And also, it's okay if there's a part of you who's afraid. It's not relevant. There's many parts of you, okay? And one will be afraid. Don't try to suppress it. Okay, one of them is afraid. But then there's this one that I didn't know of that can do this, okay? And that's freeing. Okay, so I'm going to tune into that part for now. And I'm going to build a story based on that. Because it's there. Because if it wasn't there, you wouldn't be able to tune into it.
Liftoff will start in T minus 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
first time flying. Windy. Windy. That's very windy, isn't it? That once you've stepped off and you're swinging, there's no shortcut or easy way down. There's only the proper way down. So the pressure is on to not get it wrong. There's quite a lot of noise and accompanying ambient activity around your head and around your brain. And there you do really have... You really... have a different sense of what is real.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure.
Okay, we're going to go for this now. And then the room kind of changes. There's no ropes swinging by the side of you and no kind of clinking of safety clips. So you're kind of there in the wind. Everything goes quiet and you go, oh, here he goes.
This is your imagination, but there's difference between imagination and fantasy. Fantasy is like trying to make something up from nothing. Imagination is actually tuning into information that's within you. It's not bullshit, you know. It's not like, oh, it's just your imagination. Well, just your imagination is it's probably the most powerful tool you have to navigate the unknown.
Beautiful, but we have lost the way.
This life is really short, and there is an incredible reality that is completely in itself illusionary.
Greed has poisoned men's souls. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind.
We spend a whole lifetime outdoing each other, accumulating stuff, and yet we have to go the way we came in with nothing.
We think too much and feel too little.
Dreams are not things to be ignored.
Can we fly? Could I fly now? Yes, yes. Yes, when can I start? How get me up there? How can I do it? How long can I do it for? How big will it be? How high will it be? Who will be watching? What could happen? How could it work? I've known a number of different sorts of person that are drawn to aerial performance, and it's for a number of different reasons, but I think there's a certain amount of being divorced from reality at that sort of height, or having a sense of a different sort of reality. In my head, I kind of can fly. I know I can't fly, but there's something about being able to say that this is what I do that plugs into one's sense of self, to my sense of self, and allows me to be hyper normal. I think there are many hooks. I mean, there are some kind of fairly obvious ones which you might not realize at the time, but people tell you, and you go, oh yeah, you know, your body releases lots of endorphins, your body releases lots of serotonin and lots of exciting chemicals that make you high and challenged and bereft when you come down. You know, when I was younger and used to think that these things were more profound than perhaps they are, I used to sort of liken it to a drug-taking experience. There's a lot of anticipation, a lot of getting ready. Then something brilliant happens that you can't quite remember in a very short period of time. And then afterwards, you just have the memory that it was all good. And then after that, everything just seems very pale.
You don't dream of the things that you want consciously. You may not even know you want that. It is in you. It wants to come out.
Yes, when can I start? How get me up there? How can I do it? How long can I do it for? How big will it be? How high will it be?
Your power to fly, to do amazing things in this world is normally what's being repressed, and you even forgot it's repressed, but then it comes up as these weird things happening in your dreams. The thing is, it's alive. It's like really another part of yourself, so it can become like a split personality type thing. It can manifest unconsciously, and the more you repress it, the more powerful it becomes. So it takes over and you don't even realize that it controls you at some point, and it can do it in a very negative way.
Tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel?
Most often people feel depressed when they are living only one part of themselves. So that's how you notice it. They start to become depressed. Or they might get a physical illness also. They must have two parts in a way.
Yeah, in order to function in at least in this reality.
I've had a long conversation with a friend about this, who has theories about those people that choose to do circus and their mental health and their possible mania and depressions. And as I spoke to him, I sort of engaged with things that I hadn't perhaps thought about before. I thought, actually, yeah, that particular act I do is all about pain and suffering, and that other act that is similar is all about jubilation and release. And I think there's something in that. I don't necessarily know that it's what we would today talk of as mental illness, as being bipolar as such, but it is an expression of those two sides of a person's personality that maybe prevents that person being bipolar or giving into the excesses of their personality, that they found a way through flying, in my case, to reconcile and express some of those things that are inside you that you can't necessarily even name, that you don't necessarily know they're there. It's not just that you long for something and can't express it in your normal life. I think it's deeper than that. I think it's to do with need to find a way out, whether it is of the heaviness, depression, grief, sadness, sorrow, you know, to use those big words, or whether it is about being able to do anything. You know, I can do this. And people choose to explore those in different ways. And I think, you know, part of my personality that's needed to find a way out has been this need to fly somehow. And lucky me, I've managed to fly.
From the limitation of gravity, unencumbered by the stress of modern living, by materialism, by competition, by mental or emotional stress, is whether you're following what is right in your heart. You know, you're following the drum beat of your own heart, and you're following it faithfully, and not because someone is telling you what to do, not because of what society is telling you what to do, and just doing what you feel right, what you love. And that's real liberation. That's real flying.
Come on. Are we doing this or not? Are we flying or not? What are we, flyers or are we not flyers?
The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world.
There's a need to go and do it again. There's a need to have that feeling again. And also because it's transitory, it doesn't last very long. It's hard to hold that feeling in your hand, isn't it? So there's a desire to go back and get another spoonful, a desire to go back and maybe this time I'll be able to hold on to it a bit longer and bring a bit of it back down with me, or, you know, go back to my love or my love. You know, it's the same thing. Or riding your bike without stabilizers moment, isn't it? It's all of those things. There's always that analogy, isn't there, about doing it without a safety net. And that's kind of, I'm going to grab that person's hand. I'm going to grab them by the face and give them a big kiss. You know, I'm going to tell them how I feel about them. I'm going to leave my job. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to, you know, bake a cake. I don't know, all those things. I'm going to eat a thing I've never eaten before. I'm going to dare.
For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
I'm doing it, but it's us. We can do this. I am doing this on behalf of all of us in the room. Ooh, here we go.
So this is actually for you. What would happen? You're getting close to the ground and you're not waking up. What would happen? How the story would go from there?
I would not hit the ground.
Okay.
Just at the moment before I'd hit the ground, I'd come back up again.
Okay. There you go. So that's your continuation of the dream. That's your answer. You have your answer. You know.
Yeah. As you were doing that, you were also making a body gesture of like, phew, you know, almost hitting the ground, but then soaring up into the sky. So there might be more to that.
Try to make that gesture. No, try to make the gesture again. How does it feel?
It's like a release.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels natural, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you might have the natural ability to actually, you know, take a risk and then really push to the limit and then still continue and free yourself from that.
Thank you.